Reports of raids carried out by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in at least six U.S. states have people in eastern Washington on edge. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, what started as a rally in support of immigrants and refugees Sunday afternoon ended in a wild goose chase at Spokane's bus station.
More than 1,500 people gathered for the rally. Some were immigrants, but the majority were there to show their support for Spokane's refugee population. They filled a ballroom at Gonzaga University to capacity and still flooded the hallway and the stairwell outside. A handful of speakers from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Somalia shared personal stories and sang. Local leaders tried to reassure immigrants who fear they might be targeted for deportation. But then City Council President Ben Stuckert announced he just received a report that ICE, the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, was raiding Spokane's bus and train station.
And I was feeling really bad because I was on my phone for the last half hour while people were talking, and that's because ICE was actually just at the Intermodal Center, which is owned by the city, doing checks on IDs of people.
A day after the rally, he sent a text message. In retrospect, I should have verified before I spoke, he wrote. But the information Stuckert shared at the rally was enough to convince civil rights activists and a few curious onlookers to visit the station, where a bus from Seattle destined for Missoula arrived at 4 p.m. No one on the bus said they'd had their ID checked by a federal agent. Letitia Canto is the development director at Spokane Center for Justice. She says activists who reported seeing agents from ICE could have mistaken them for Customs and Border Protection officers. But the mistake wasn't corrected before reports spread across social media, creating what Canto described as potential hysteria.
So if you hear that ICE is doing raids in your town, you want to be really certain that that's true information, because otherwise you're scaring people.
City Councilman and attorney Brian Beggs also made a trip to the bus station, chasing the rumor of a raid in Washington's second largest city.
And so the worry is, how big is that going to be? And are they using city property to accomplish that goal? That's why I came, to see if that was happening. I have seen no evidence of it.
At 5 o'clock, another bus pulled in. It had come by way of Vancouver, British Columbia, and then Seattle before it stopped in Spokane. A Customs and Border Protection agent appeared but left without asking for anyone's ID. Any bus that comes through Spokane from Canada has already stopped in Seattle, 280 miles west, so it's unclear why Customs and Border Protection would check buses and trains a second time. In an email, a spokesperson says the agency carries out regular checks because Spokane is the nearest major transportation hub south of the Canadian border. According to federal law, immigration officers can board any vehicle without a warrant within a reasonable distance of the U.S. border. That distance is defined in the Immigration and Nationality Act as 100 air miles. Depending on where you are in Spokane, the Canadian border is between 92 and 107 miles north. Local law enforcement only works in coordination with federal agencies by request. The Department of Homeland Security did not return calls or an email to confirm if ICE operations took place in eastern Washington over the weekend. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.